A hate mail, received in my inbox, read in the style of a drunken Irishman.
A friend called me up, laughing and informed me that one mentally deficient Sean Aiden Lovelace has taken serious umbrage to the above paragraph and posted a semi-intelligible rant on his blog. Curiously, Sean Aiden Lovelace begins his rant by chiding my use of first, middle, and last names as a published author when he does the very same thing, having published a 35-page, oh my, book and numerous so-called stories under the name of Sean Aiden Lovelace. My recommendation, Love Dunce, if you're going to slam someone for using all of these names and getting riled up about that is pathetic enough, then maybe you ought to stop doing so yourself. Please look up the word consistency in a dictionary, assuming you know how to use one. Which brings me to the second self-contradiction at the beginning of Sean Aiden Lovelace's Mental Age of 9 rant. He writes with scorn, and he publishes himself in his own magazine as if such is a heinous crime. But then, lo and behold, on the Amazon page of the above-mentioned 35-page book by Sean Aiden Lovelace, there is one review, written, of course, by Sean Aiden Lovelace himself. The book was published in 2004, and in all that time, Love Dunce hasn't even managed to inspire anyone to attack it, much less praise it. He has to write the lone review himself, and he chastises me for publishing myself in my own magazine, which brings me to my second recommendation, Love Dunce. Please do some serious perusal of current literary magazines. You will find that dozens of capable editors publish themselves in their own magazines. After all, if editors do not believe in their own magazines enough to publish themselves in them, how can they conscientiously expect authors to believe in their magazines as well? But Sean Aiden Lovelace reviews his own book on Amazon, otherwise it wouldn't have a review here at all, so he's a very conscientious and reliable gentleman who is in a very good position to judge others. All right, to the matter. Sean Aiden Lovelace, I tossed off my tongue-in-cheek response to question number 10 for the express purpose of annoying pretentious, untalented, fraudulent, parasitical nitwits like you. You don't like it? Oh, boo-hoo-hoo. Where's your mommy when you need her, right? Actually, I'm sure you live with your mommy and that she frequently locks you in the closet for ingesting horse manure. Oh, as well as for simply being the insufferably boring imbecile that you are. So, Sean Aiden Lovelace is upset. After the self-contradictory intro, he announces the rant proper with the megalomaniacal, I'll just jot down this epic poem here. Yeah, right, Love Dunce, your muddled self-contradictory rubbish is an epic poem. There are people in asylums who believe they're composed Beethoven's 9th, and I do believe that you'd be fit company for them. And proceeds to indulge in even more megalomania, comparing his writing to parable, fable, mythology, psalm. Any sane person knows, Love Dunce, that there is no way in hell that I was casting aspersions on parables, fables, mythology, and psalms, which, wake up, you smug, vainglorious boob, have absolutely nothing to do with the semi-literate flash fiction. I will not torment the reader by quoting from one of your laughably adolescent scribblings written by yourself. Read question number 10 above again, moron. It addresses flash fiction only, not parables, fables, mythologies, and psalms. Flash fiction is a very recent term, dating from 1982. Again, check it in a dictionary, you moron! But that's why you launched your rant in the first place, right? It's so you could have an excuse to soar to the heights of delirious delusion and compare yourself to the likes of Aesop, Franz Kafka, and Christ! Yep, people, he does! He does! Another round, barkeep! Sean Aiden Lovelace! Why are you being allowed to teach at a university? What member of the board of directors are you related to or blackmailing to keep that job? You are obviously as insane as you are vain. Your students have my heartfelt sympathy. Sean Aiden Lovelace knows very little about writing. He lumps sonnets in with flash fiction as well. Please also look up the word sonnet in a dictionary. Love Dunce. Where will you find no mention of a sonnet being anything remotely resembling flash fiction? Oh, and he also sarcastically asks how I feel about sonnets. Well, let's see. I've published sonnets written by some very accomplished poets. Here, here, and here. Does that answer your question, Love Dunce? Here's an idea that's obviously foreign to you. Seek to grasp the concept of getting your facts straight before slinging accusations. But Sean Aiden Lovelace,
truly reveals the leanings of his frail mental capacity when he interrupts his rants towards the end to inform us, "Well, I just had some kick-ass nachos. It felt good. It didn't take long. They are often listed as appetizer. My, oh my. Love Dance teaches at the university and writes grade school-level prose. Again, I pity his students, as well as the university itself. One last recommendation, Love Dunce. If you're going to attempt to persuade others that you know something about writing and learn about writing, then leave off with the dietary information. Barkeep, another! No one cares that you stuffed your gullet with, but that's just the thing. Deluded megalomaniacs like Sean, Nate, and Lovelace think the whole world cares about every little insignificant things they do. Last paragraph, Sean, Aiden, Lovelace. I wrote the Shatter Color Standard interview for the express purpose of having different authors provide contrasting responses to a few questions. Authors of completely different inclinations have participated. I have never expected or even wanted all of them to agree with my views. I have only wished for them to be themselves. Believe it or not, there are others who have participated who frequently write modern flash fiction as well as full-out novels, and I have the greatest respect for them. Nor have they ever held it against me that I chose to answer question number 10 in a sassy manner. Since they are bright people who understand what irony is. But you didn't bother to read beyond your need to advertise your megalomania, did you? In fact, I'm sure you're not completely capable of doing so. I lied, Sean Lovelace. This is your last paragraph. My last paragraph. My last drink. Powers that be at Ball State University, 2000 West University Avenue, Muncie, Indiana. You have a person in your employ who thinks nothing of attacking people on the internet without knowing the first thing about them, and contradicting and making a fool of himself in the process. Is this really the sort of person you want teaching the students of your school? Is this the sort of person that parents of students had in mind when they were setting their hard-earned money aside to provide their children with an education and maybe a few sack of potatoes to take on the road ride over? Well, I don't know if that's in the letter. Let me go ahead and strike that. Well, must your students, i.e. your customers, settle for an irresponsible instructor who unconscionably attacks complete strangers with zero facts at his disposal and has no ability to argue logically? I am positive that there are far more worthy candidates for his position, and that the parents who are paying the bills would agree with me. Sean Aiden Lovelace, you will feel my wrath. You will feel the wrath of everything in the great fields of Dublin.